The hunt for signs of what is called capitulation in the stock market after the other C-word, correction. I'm David Brancaccio in New York, 21 minutes into the trading day. The Dow is up 216 points, 0.9%. The S&P 500 up 1.1%. The NASDAQ Composite up 1.3%. This after ferocious hours of trading yesterday when the Dow fell more than 4% and over 1,000 points. That ferocity is taken by some as a sign, at least, that the storm could ebb. Christopher Lowe is the chief economist at FTN Financial, who is watching all of this unfold.
You know, it was an absolute fever after 3 o'clock. And here's what that means. The last hour of trading is when the funds rebalance. They've been taking orders all day, investors coming in, investors coming out, and they reset their holdings in the last hour. That huge wave of selling yesterday looked to me like we must have had an awful lot of money coming out of funds, which would be a sign of retail investors panicking and stepping back from the frenzy.
Well, there's some data on this. I saw Bloomberg News was talking about a lot of people, retail investors, selling their stocks, as it appeared.
Bloomberg reported, in fact, record redemptions from equity funds. So that's the kind of thing that gives economists like me a sense of optimism, because it could be a sign of capitulation, which is something that typically happens near the end of corrections, not the beginning.
Capitulation, that's enough people threw in the towel that it breaks the fever, possibly.
Well, that's right. And capitulation is important, particularly after a long bull market, because, you know, once everybody has bought into a market, there aren't that many buyers left. And when selling begins, you know, that's why you get these really dramatic drops. So once prices stabilize and start going up, there's a pool of potential buyers out there. That's why it puts a floor under prices.
Chris Lowe, Chief Economist, FTN Financial, thank you.
Thank you, David.
So for the moment, the S&P 500 is crawling its way out of correction territory. It's up 1% as we speak. It's called a correction when it falls 10% from a recent high, which was January 26th. That's what a correction is, but what does it mean? Here's Marketplace's Ryan Kailath.
Well, nothing on its face. 10% is just a nice, easy, round number that everyone can agree, oh, this is meaningful now. Fun fact, a correction is 10% and a bear market becomes official at 20%. Anyway, the two words you often hear together are correction and healthy, which seems like an oxymoron, especially if it's 10% of your holdings. But the reason that analysts and a Fed governor and other experts have been calling this a healthy correction is because they believe the market was running too hot. Stocks were overpriced and this correction was needed to bring investors back down to earth. Now, those same experts agree the fundamentals of the economy are still strong, and it's important to remember that corrections like this happen pretty regularly, usually about once a year.
That's Ryan Kailath. The FTSE in London right now down 0.5%. The main stock index in Shanghai fell 4.3%. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Pak in Shanghai.
Asian investors were also concerned about the rising bond yields in the U.S. Japan's Nikkei fell 2.8%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index was down 3.1%. Mainland Chinese stocks suffered as well. Even though the markets are mostly separated from the global financial system, the Shanghai Composite Index fell 4.1%. That's the biggest drop since August 2015. Investors are jittery about a number of domestic factors, such as margin calls and high valuations, but they're also rushing to sell off shares ahead of the Lunar New Year, which begins next Friday. The country needs a lot of cash during this holiday period. It's the time of year when companies typically need to pay bonuses and people exchange money and gifts.
Now, she mentioned bond yields in the U.S. up, but not dramatically this morning. The 10-year yield is at 2.85% now. So the U.S. federal government is reopening now after a surprise shutdown overnight. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
call it the blink and you could miss it government shutdown started at midnight after Senator Rand Paul, the noted deficit hawk, refused to yield the floor for a vote and was set to end 5.5 hours later after first the Senate and then the House passed their sweeping two-year budget deal, which includes Congress busting its budget caps and spending $500 billion more. Military and domestic spending both would go up about 10%, and that includes billions more for children's and veterans' health care, college affordability, and the opioid crisis. Plus, there's $90 billion in hurricane relief, including $16 billion for Puerto Rico.
All right. Now, the government's funded for 6 more weeks, but the huge package the president just signed this morning guides spending for about 2 more years. Let's zoom in to one part of this spending plan, the Children's Health Insurance Plan CHIP, which can now plan on 10 years of funding to ensure that kids of low and moderate income families stay covered. Here's Dan Gorenstein from the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia.
For a while, CHIP was on life support.
There was legitimate fear that this program would go away.
Lincoln Nearing is with the advocacy group Utah Voices for Children.
It helps thousands of families in our state, and those families, our Department of Health was communicating to them that, look, they didn't know what was going to happen to the program.
From states poised to limit enrollment to this, a 10-year funding extension, what drove the stunning reversal? Money, says Georgetown's Joan Alker.
The federal government would have to subsidize 100% of the cost of any of the CHIP kids that found their way to the marketplace, and that's a growing cost.
Alker explains many of the 9 million children in CHIP would have been eligible for Obamacare coverage. Obamacare is more expensive after efforts by Republicans and President Trump to gut the law, so much that a decade of CHIP funding, according to the Congressional Budget Office, actually saves the government $6 billion. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
UPS stock is down 3.5%, FedEx down 1.5%. It's that disruptor Amazon. The Wall Street Journal is reporting this morning that Amazon is working on a package delivery service of its own. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.